Three states. Impressive. Santorum has bragging rights. He's going to get some money. But Gingrich is still there to siphon off some votes. Ron Paul is still there. I mean, Romney has done as well as he's done so far by not having a single conservative in the Republican primary to oppose him. Because, as you know, the base doesn't like Mitt Romney. They think he's not a true conservative. But if they divide their votes, he comes through.
Well, yeah, that's the argument, is that I'm more conservative than you are. And it's been going on for some time. Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich butting heads to capture that title. Does the last man standing win this thing?
Well, that's a good point. They're looking at the base for a conservative. They've tried everybody. They tried seven people in Iowa, and they found Santorum at the very end, eventually. And South Carolina found Newt Gingrich. Florida came back to Mitt Romney. What I'm saying is, this race continues to be a confused situation. And every time we think, all right, now we've got a handle on it, Romney's going to sweep here or sweep there, something like this happens. The next huge test, there are two more primaries this month, but the next huge test is March 6th. That's Super Tuesday. Romney either then really comes back and says, forget these other guys, I don't care who they are, or we say, welcome somebody, you're going to be the nominee, not Mitt.
Didn't hear much from Newt Gingrich over the past couple of days. He's already on to Ohio. What do we look for there?
Well, he thought, do well at all this month. And the next two this month are Arizona and Michigan. Those are the last two. He has a debate, though, on the 22nd. We're all going to be watching that debate, and the voters, too. But what he wants, Newt Gingrich does, the southern states that are up in March, early March, he thinks that's his base. And, of course, Ohio and some of the bigger states he wants to have, too. But at the moment, it's Santorum who's the flavor of the hour, not Gingrich.